The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
My mom used to threaten to go on strike all the time.
My mom still does now.
When my brother and I were disgusting growing up. One mom actually did, and she's making a ton of headlines because I guess she was writing about going on strike. She has kids, and they were filthy. Here's one of the things that she writes. As she was on strike. If you leave the dishwasher open all day long with dirty dishes, the extra large dog will eventually lick the entire thing clean, which begs me to question if the children will think it actually is clean and proceed to use the same dishes in the morning.
Problem solved. Jessica Stilwell in Calgary is on the phone with us. Hey.
Hey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I don't think that there's a mom in existence that has had to live with dirty kids who has not threatened to go on strike at one point.
Probably.
I remember, like, dozens of times my mom saying that. Like, dozens of times. But you actually did.
Absolutely, I did.
How many kids do you have? How old are they? And how disgusting are they?
I have three kids. I have three daughters. I have two 12-year-olds, they're twins, that are almost 13, and my youngest is 10. And you know what? They weren't really, I think, all that disgusting until the strike. They're great kids. We've had family jobs, chores, and responsibilities around the house since the time they were walking, right?
Yeah.
But just as of late, you know, with sports and school and work, we're a crazy busy family, and all those things were slipping. And as moms, and you know, we nag, and I was done nagging. And I found myself just sort of doing it recently. And after one particularly busy weekend, I said, enough. And I said to my husband, we're done. We're just going to go on strike. We're going to pick up after ourselves. We still cooked for them. We still got them clean for school. You know, like the stuff we have to do by law. And we just stopped picking up for them and silently went on strike. And then they became a little bit disgusting.
So how soon after you went on strike did they take notice and be like, you know, hey, Ma, there's like a lot of dishes laying around or stuff's, you know, my laundry's not done or anything like that.
Yeah, well, the first day, for sure, people noticed, right? Like, the first day, there was some, Mom, what's going on? Why are you acting weird? Third and fourth day, what's going on? Why isn't this kitchen clean? What, you know, and I just kept saying, I'm just so busy. It's all I said all week. Mm-hmm. I'm just so busy.
And if you leave a household to, you know, 12-year-olds and a 10-year-old, it's going to be disgusting.
It's pretty bad.
It's going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
Did you tell them that this was sort of like a social experiment that you were doing?
No, and you know, I started writing this blog. It started off as a Facebook post. My friends and family loved it, asked me to make it more public, and it made it funny for me. So I looked around my house at the mess. Instead of becoming frustrated, I laughed and said, that's going to be funny to write about tonight.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, this blog went viral. I read the girls the blog. I did tell them what I was doing when the gig was up, and they thought it was funny. We're a family that laughs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They looked around and went, yep, you do a lot for us. It's time to get back on. We're a team. This family is a team, and it just kind of was a reminder for them. It wasn't the best parenting technique in the world. I don't have a magic mommy wand. It was just a reminder for my family what we all need to do for each other.
So it actually helped. Like, have they noticed?
Absolutely.
Have you noticed a change in their attitudes and the way they carry themselves around the house?
Well, they're preteen girls. Let's not, you know, hold our breath here. But yes, I have. You know what? Those lunch bags that I talked about on the blog, and you know, we ended up using two bags for lunch. Those things I thought were going to be the death of me, but they are on my counter, clean after school every day now.
Kiss 92.5. It's the Roz and Mocha Show on the phone with Jessica Stilwell. She is the mom from Calgary. We've been reading about in the paper over the weekend, and the story totally went viral. She went on strike from her kids. Stop cleaning. Stop doing laundry. Been blogging about it. Been getting lots of attention right around the world.
When you get into stuff like this, not everybody agrees with what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, you can go and read the comment sections on anything. And
I got some haters.
What were people hating on, and how'd you handle the haters?
Do you know what? People were really, commenting that I should have done this earlier. Here's the end of the day. The people who are commenting negatively have not read my blog, because I speak very clearly about my family values, expectations, responsibilities, and belief system.
But what are they hating on? Are they hating that you're just neglecting your family now?
Well, no, that I should have done this before they were 10 and 12. Well, yeah, duh. But they're not reading my blog. Here's the deal. We have decided not to pay attention to any negative comments as a family. My girls are fine. We're paying attention to the positive. Because for every one negative comment, there's probably 5,000 positives.
Yeah.
And I also have made, I just updated my blog about online bullying in the recent news of Amanda Todd from the Vancouver area. Online bullying starts with our parents and our responsibility as adults. And I ask these people who are leaving negative comments, are you part of the problem or are you part of the solution? Mm-hmm. And that will be the last thing I speak of it.
Has anybody asked you to buy this story from you, buy your blog?
I have had some offers for publishing and producers out of Hollywood. I'm not doing anything at this point in time. I think my 15 minutes will be done by the end of next week for the media stuff, and then I'll sort of sit with my family and decide what our next steps are.
Now, you're getting an agent? You're getting a lawyer?
Yes, that's in the works.
Okay. So you really could make a... This could turn into quite a substantial payday.
You know, I even wake up every day, and this is unreal to me. I look around. I'm going to work today.
Yeah.
Like, regular going to work.
Yeah. But you are going to work today, and I'm sure that somewhere in the back of your head, you're counting down the days of maybe one day you don't have to go back to work.
No, I actually love my job. I will continue to do what I do.
Awesome.
Right? I will. And if there's a deal out of this, great. It was never my intentions. Mm-hmm. I need to pinch myself. Every morning, I'm just sort of pinching myself. Like, yep, real life. Continue on.
Part of the problem going on strike is that you also have to live in that mess. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, and those smells.
It's like when I pass out without taking a shower after working in the yard all day.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I also have to. I feel bad for my girlfriend, but I also feel bad for me because I'm closer to the smell than she is.
Wicked.
All right.
Jessica, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's #1 hit music station. KISS 92.5.